Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
Listen up, everybody.
I'm all ears.
Listen. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Number five.
In case you haven't realized this yet, I'm a car geek. Like most guys, I guess, and most women. It doesn't have to be gender specific. I go geeky over the Tesla. You know what the Tesla is?
Yeah. Do I know what? Did I look like I just fell off the turnip truck? Of course I know what a Tesla is.
Okay, so it's a battery powered car that's actually the fastest car on the planet, and they have this thing called the ludicrous mode. With ludicrous mode engaged, the Tesla can accelerate to 60 miles an hour in 2.8 seconds.
Which is insane.
It's faster than any car on the planet.
Yeah.
And so now you've got the real car people going, oh, wait a minute, there has to be an asterisk next to that because it doesn't really have an engine.
Wow. Right? So
it's run on battery power. But the fact is, not only can it go fast and it's on battery, but apparently it floats as well.
It floats. Oh, my God. There is a guy in Kazakhstan who's got a Tesla, and he was in a flooded tunnel recently, and he thought, what am I going to do? Well, first of all, any situation like that, you turn your cell phone video on. And he took this video of him driving his Tesla Model S through a flooded tunnel filled with stalled and stranded cars. His car began to float and he made it to the other side of the flood where then... Off it drives away on dry land. He sent the YouTube video, he put it up on YouTube, and the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, saw it. And he's like, wow, you know, like he's kind of bragging. And he said, we know that it happens. We don't recommend it. But yes, the Model S does float well enough to turn it into a boat, basically, for short periods of time. It's something called thrust via wheel rotation, Elon Musk tweeted afterwards. But first of all, may I just say, I'm amazed that a guy in Kazakhstan can even afford a Tesla.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking myself. Yep. Absolutely.
How does this guy in Kazakhstan have a Tesla? And here's you and me, like radio superstars, at least in our own mind, and we can't afford a Tesla. Right. What the heck's going on? Where's the justice?
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon.
All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Number
I can see the TV show now. Alpacas Gone Wild.
On VH1. On VH1. Competing with Girls Gone Wild. Oh, my Lord. There was this happened in China. There was an alpaca that escaped. An alpaca's a bit like a camel, right? Like a smaller bird, but kind of nicer.
Version.
They use alpaca wool for it's a really nice wool actually. So it's just wandering the streets. Led the police and witnesses on a bit of a 30-minute chase through the streets. This camera footage initially shows the alpaca just casually strolling down the city sidewalk. It was just after dark, and then people tried to chase it, so it started galloping off. And footage from a second camera shows two men were finally able to catch the jolly thing and lead it around on a rope leash and. It was finally returned to its owner. I just love the idea of an alpaca walking around because they're not dangerous. Why can't we have alpacas?
No, they're actually nice animals.
Yeah, why can't we have them just wandering around? It would lift our spirits.
Better than speed bumps.
Right?
Alpacas on the street, people are going to go slower.
That sounds awful.
It does, doesn't it? It didn't mean that.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, improving your water cooler chat.
Number
okay, tell me if I'm feeling the way that I should be feeling about this specific personal relationship issue with my wife.
Oh, are we getting down into the weeds on this? I mean, this is a family show, loosely speaking.
Well, let me qualify. First of all, you know I love my wife, Lisa. She's a yoga teacher. She's smart. She's healthy. She's beautiful. She's always getting me to try new, you know, quote-unquote healthy things to eat. Cookies made with quinoa, bread made with hemp seeds. I've got some green stuff in my thermos.
You've got a bit of green stuff in your teeth right there, too, actually. Yeah,
I know.
No other one.
It tastes like the lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think she's pushing me to a vegan diet. I'm just saying. She hasn't come right out and said it yet, but that's the way I'm feeling.
You think she's steering you in that direction?
I think she's steering me that way.
But you like meat, though.
I do.
Well, I mean, so
I
what
like
are you going to do?
Barbecued meat.
I mean, there's a big difference even between just vegan and vegetarian. I mean, that's just severe, right?
I know. I need some professional help here, Sharon. I think I have to turn to Siri.
Oh, so you're looking at me, but you don't really want my help. It's like, I need professional help. Step aside, would you, while I ask Siri. Thanks very much. Way to make a girl feel welcome. But go ahead, ask Siri.
let me ask the inanimate object here. Siri.
Yeah.
My wife wants me to do a vegan diet, I'm sure of it, with her. What should I do?
My advice is to just suck it up and do the diet with her. The reason is that if you don't, you are just going to end up getting in a bunch of arguments over the fact that you are not sacrificing anything and eating the food that you want while she has to struggle away eating vegan and being miserable. It is far easier to just struggle with the diet yourself too and show support than to go against it. To maintain your sanity, you can just eat snacks when you are out of the house so that she never knows.
Mm. That's true. That's true. Yeah. And you know you'll never get any if you don't join her with the vegan thing. Like, there'll be no more humana, right?
Yeah. Pass me the carrots.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number two.
Hey, soccer is a great sport. My kids played soccer.
No, it's not.
But if it's played well,
it's
slow. Exciting.
No.
It can be.
You can have
a
game that finishes like 1-0. No, it's not a great game. It's slow.
I thought you people were supposed to like soccer. Aren't Australians
all into
soccer?
What do you mean you people? You people. Are you right? Are you listening to yourself right now? You people.
I thought Aussies all like soccer. Don't you
like soccer? No, right. Australians have their own funny little sport. They got rugby and another thing called Australian Rules Football. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't like soccer. I don't mind soccer. Here's one thing we can agree on. Soccer has the best actors on the planet.
Oh, they can be dramatic. Is that what you mean?
God.
Yeah.
Here's somebody brushed by me, and all of a sudden the guy looks like he was shot by a gun. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm not surprised that this guy got kicked out for doing this.
Well, he got ejected because he farted, and it was loud, apparently. This guy's 25-year-old Swedish player, and he was given a red card and sent out of a match after the referee determined that his fart was, quote, deliberate provocation and unsportsmanlike behavior.
Of course it is.
Oh, my God. This guy, Adam, he said, I just had a bad stomach, and I just let go.
But the guys can hear it on the other side of the field.
Yes,
I mean,
yes. The other players are like, oh, my God, we've seen a lot of things. We've heard a lot of things. We've never heard that before. So he was kicked off. Isn't that hilarious?
I'm not surprised. What other sport could you get kicked out of for flatulence? I mean, only in soccer, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, God, think about Olympic weightlifting. You got to think there's probably a lot of farting because it's exertion, right? Right? there'd be only one or two people left in the sport if they kicked every weightlifter out.
I won't be able to watch that sport this year. I'm telling you right now.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon.
Number one.
Statistically, and I fall into this category, I think, Americans are bad at taking vacation days. If you have vacation days piling up, there are so many out there. It's actually kind of amazing when you count up vacation days that aren't used. That's a fact. Mm. But if the reason you don't use your vacation days is because you think that maybe it'll help your career because you're there every single day, it's actually, and this is kind of scary, it's actually the opposite.
I know. That's amazing, isn't it? People think, well, you know, if I'm here every day and I don't take time off, the boss will think that I'm, you know, hardworking and indispensable and all that. Mm-mm. You're actually more likely to get a raise or a bonus if you take at least 11 vacation days a year, which is kind of interesting because a lot of us don't get 11 days. I mean, I think, especially when you haven't been in a job very long, I think 10 days is the norm. But anyway.
Yeah, it's, and then it's prorated or something over time. You have to earn those days off, right?
Right, right. And now maybe everyone at your job sees how terrible it is without you and they realize they need to pay you more to keep you around. I mean, maybe that's the thing. It's like, oh, my God, you know, so-and-so, who's invaluable, we can't have him leave him. Let's do all we can to have him stay. We realize his value when he's not here, right?
And is it insecurity for not leaving then? Because, you know, if I go away and they don't miss me,
I know,
then my job's at risk.
I know.
Do you think that's at the heart of why people don't want to take vacation?
Well, I don't know. A lot of people who took this survey said the main reason they pass on taking it is they hate the pile of work that's waiting for them. when they get back, because, you know, nobody's picking up the slack, and they get back and it's like, oh, crap, look at my desk. Look at what I've got to do. some people say, Neil, more than half say their boss isn't very supportive of them taking vacation time, which I think is a shame. And then the average person took 20 vacation days a year between 1976 and 2000. This is just showing you a trend. 20 vacation days a year between 1976 and 2000. But now that's down to 16 vacation days a year these days in 2016. So take a vacation. If you've got vacation time owing to you, take it.
Take it.
Refresh yourself.
I mean, you're going to come back refreshed, you're relaxed, you have a better attitude when you're at work. Absolutely. There's a great book out called The 4-Hour Workweek from the same guy who wrote The 4-Hour Workweek. And he's an advocate of submitting into your employer the idea of working part-time at home. And they found that the amount of work that you can get done at home when you're not in the office actually increases your productivity. So I'm all for working at home. In fact, I'll see you later.
Hey, wait. No, you can't.
I'm going home.
You can't just leave in the middle. I'll see if I can get. He just left. He just left.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.